Good morning, guys. This is Olawale Daniel once again. Happy new month of March. It's been great so far. I've been traveling, going from state to state, from country across Africa, just to preach the gospel of Dascon so far. That hasn't afforded me the time, enough time to have time to project the opportunity like I promised you guys the last time we are on this day. I'm sorry for that, but I'm right now promising you from onset that starting from tomorrow, you're going to be getting an updated information from me about Dascoin, talking about the launch, talking about the blockchain, the growth, talking about the coin particularly, talking about DASPay and so many other things. Your validator, right from tomorrow, expect a whole lot. Expect a whole lot. And there's gonna be another breaking news tomorrow. Keep it there. Keep the log there, and we'll see tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Bye. Good morning once again to Dascoin of our. Today is December 1st, 2017. We are promising you, starting from tomorrow, we're going to be bringing breaking news, latest information about the industry and about the company in particular and other partnering companies with Dascoin, such as Qatar Worldwide, Web Wallet, Bluezell, St. Louis & Co. So expect great news starting from tomorrow, guys. We promise you we are not going to let you down. We promise you we are going to give you information that will enlighten you, empower you, and motivate you about the project. So, thank you guys. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Good morning. This is Olawale Daniel. Welcome to Dascoin Crypto Minute. This morning, we are going to discuss about Das33 and Zilla Coin. Last month, at the launch of Dascoin in London, there was an announcement about a particular project called Zilla Coin. It was owned by Sahil Arora. This guy was called on stage that day to discuss about the possibility of using this product, you know, and introducing the product to Dascoin ecosystem community. And some of the amazing features of his product was they were really great. Imagine an ATM that, you know, you can withdraw from and you can pay into, all this for free. That is, you are not going to pay any transaction fee to pay in or to withdraw, to transfer, to do anything. So Sahil Arora was really doing something great. But you know, this childish behavior sometimes. I was expecting something great. I was really expecting the product to be shipped across to all over the world. But I was shocked last week to read an email from the company, you know, saying they've canceled any kind of relationship with this guy just because of his inability to deliver on the promises he made. So I'm not surprised anyway, because he's still a kid, and secondly, he might not have seen the future of where we are going. He might not, you know, being able to really understood what Dascoin is all about. So as I'm speaking with you right now, Dascoin has terminated all association with Sahil Arora and Zilla Coin due to Sahil's numerous misrepresentations and his repeated failure to deliver on the promises he has made. So in case you are thinking of buying the Zilla device or anything, please, you are buying that on your own. You are on your own, yes. The company is not going to be involved. And for those who have bought it earlier on, if you have purchased an ATM off Sahil Arora, just contact support at netleader.com right now. They will announce a way to at least for you to get your money back and some other things like that. You know, we are building a community of trust. And we are not going to trade that trust for just nothing. We are bridging a new set of people, people who will have peace of mind, you know, conscience, who will have integrity. You know, their conscience will be clear that, you know, they are adding value to this world. And these are people who in the next 5 years from now, we can be proud of that they've really impacted this world through the blockchain technology we are preaching. We have an amazing solution in place to solve one of the nefarious challenges of this cryptocurrency world. And we are not going to look, you know, open our eyes and let somebody just come from nowhere and spoil that for us. So I can say it was a really good decision, decision by Michael to, you know, to really make this thing known as early as possible. So that's that on Sahil. And secondly, let me quickly give you one or two information about Dust33. As you are aware, Dust33 is the project that is going to launch us into the next phase of Dust ecosystem. And is going live this June by the grace of God. So there are a lot of amazing projects that you can run on this. Imagine you want to run token, you want to host your own token, so many things. But I'm not going to go deep on that right here. But I'm going to do that in the next presentation, in the next podcast. So right now, Dust33 is a system designed to elaborate filtering system to help combat the problems of misrepresentation and fraud on our system, even an entire world. So my brothers, my sisters, followers, stay tuned for the next update. I'm still the same one and only Dr. Residua Olawale Daniel. See you next time. Have a wonderful day. Bye.